Katy Country 94 weather.
They're falling for fall at Boutique 602 in Downs. They have your unique home decor, and they are always full of special accessories for you. Come see what's upstairs in downtown Downs. Call Katie and Mandy at the Hair Shop, 785-454-6670, for all of your personal makeovers. Be sure to follow their Facebook pages to stay up to date, and visit shopboutique602.com. The Hair Shop and Boutique 602 in Downs, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, late by appointment, and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A freeze watch begins at midnight Saturday morning and continues until 9 a.m. Saturday. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 74. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 45 tonight, chance for scattered showers. 59 tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 68.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pick up or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids, transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has begun work this week to resurface about 23 miles of K-14 in Jewell and Mitchell counties. Work will begin at the K-14 US 24 junction at Beloit and continue north to the K-14 US 36 junction. Work for this portion of K-14 is scheduled to be completed in late November. Beginning early next year, K-14 will be resurfaced from the south city limits of Beloit and continue south to the Mitchell-Lincoln County line. Flaggers and a pilot car will be used to direct one lane of traffic through construction at a reduced speed. Drivers should be prepared for a delay of up to 15 minutes. APAC Kansas Incorporated of Hutchinson is the prime contractor for the $8.8 million project in Jewell and Mitchell counties. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. To stay aware of road construction projects across Kansas, go to www.candrive.org or call 511. We do have one job opening to pass along. Circle Inn Restaurant in Osborne is looking for servers and cooks. You can pick up an application at the restaurant or call 785-221-9712, located at Highway 24 and 281 Junction in Osborne. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit or their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. Central Valley Ag, Farmway Credit Union, and Rolling Hills Electric Cooperative are celebrating National Co-op Month in October with a free community picnic and food pantry drive Friday, October 6th. Picnic will be at Rolling Hills Electric Co-op headquarters in Beloit on October 6th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Everyone is welcome, and guests are encouraged to bring a non-perishable item to donate to the Mitchell County Food Pantry. The Wakanda Indian Festival, the 8th annual, coming up this Saturday, October 7th, at Glen Elder State Park, Osage area, Wakanda Lake from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Award-winning Native American dancers, traditional Native American food, and a teepee setup, Native American silver jewelry and artwork. There'll be raffles throughout the day, children activities, t-shirts available for purchase. You can see the schedule of events in the Wakanda Indian Festival and the Wakanda Cultural Association Facebook pages and www.visitmcks.com and www.wakanda.com or call 738-8035. Glasgow Fun Day, Hometown Heroes, coming up this Friday and Saturday with the main events. On Friday, you can come to the caravan to the Old River Bridge at 6 p.m. in your side-by-side golf carts, bikes, or vehicle. Once back, go to the GOAT to watch the K-State versus Oklahoma State football game. Meet at the park at 5:45 on Saturday. Things will start at 9:30. There's a parade on Main Street ending at the City Park at 10:30. Car show from 10:30 to 3. Food and vendor booths open at 11 a.m., 11:30. Horse ride, train ride, petting zoo, and bounce house. Virtual simulator, 11:30 to 2:30. Kids games from 1 p.m. to 2. Henry Tights at the gazebo from 1:30 to 3:30. A cornhole contest from 2 to 4. 2:30 to 3:30. Pumpkin painting in the park. Beer garden and money scramble at 3. Bingo at the corner store 3 to 4:30. Taylor Klein of the Pavilion performing from 4 to 6 p.m. Cowpine Bingo and Hog Roast at 4 as well. There's a trap shoot at the VFW Sunday, October 8th at 1 p.m. at the Glasgow Fun Day. That's the news this hour on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Strike three. Fastball at the knees. A borderline pitch goes the Rangers' way, and they go on to the second round.
Swing and a miss. Finally, 21 years in the making, and the Twins advance with a victory.
Here it comes. Swing. And that's it. The Arizona Diamondbacks advanced to the division series. And step one of that process has been completed. The Phillies 7-1 win the wild card over the Marlins.
All four wild card series in the Major League Baseball playoffs ending on strikeouts in Game 2. More on the games coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. We have a couple results from the area on Wednesday. A look at today's schedule, Athlete of the Week. The new football districts have been released by Kasha for 2024 and 25. All Big 12 women's basketball team is selected, and Thursday night football coming up. It's all in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball makeup scores from Wednesday at the Osborne Triangular. Stockton beat Osborne 25-20, 19-25, and 25-9. Stockton also beat Hill City in 3 in the previous match. And then on Tuesday, Osborne beat Hill City in 3. You can find full results for all the scores in volleyball at ncksports.com. High school cross country coming up today. The Ellsworth Invitational being made up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Beloit and Concordia from the area competing there. Also the Lincoln Invitational with Lakeside, Osborne, Rock Hill, Sylvan Lucas, and Tipton, as well as host Lincoln competing at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We have high school football locker room chats tonight around 5:15 on Katy Country 94s. We'll talk with the head coaches of St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. You can always catch those online at katycountry94.com and also on our locker room chat podcast after they air at katycountry94.com should you miss them live. Well, the members of the Beloit Lady Trojans volleyball team have been named our NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. The Lady Trojans have been on a tear since the conclusion of their first tournament in late August. This past week, the Lady Trojans posted an 8-0 record, winning all 16 sets they played, improving to 31-2 on the season. Saturday, Beloit won the Concordia Tournament Championship, going 6-0 on the day. They were 4-0 in pool play with wins over Riley County, Minneapolis, and Northeast Kansas Nighthawks, and Southeast Saline, all in two sets. In the semis, they beat Concordia in two, and they won over Smith Center in the championship 25-17 and 16. On Tuesday, the Lady Trojans moved to 8-0 in the NCAA, sweeping two matches against Ellsworth 25-11 and 20 in match one and taking match two 25-15 and 12. The Lady Trojans have not lost since the season opening tournament at Hayes High on August 26th. They're on a 29-match win streak, having won all but two of those matches in straight sets. Congratulations to the Lady Trojans, our NCCastSports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. We need your help in finding the Athlete of the Week. For more information, you can visit ncksports.com. We'll announce the winners each week, and you can nominate an athlete from any school sport. Also at ncksports.com, you can read about the 2024-25 high school football district assignments released by the Kansas State High School Activities Association on Wednesday. Beloit will be in 2A District 7 with Norton, Phillipsburg, Russell, and Minneapolis. Smith Center in 1A District 8 with TMP, Marion, Stanton County, Oakley, Plainville, Natoma, and Syracuse. Eight-man Division II District 4 will be Osborne, St. John's, Tipton, Thunder Ridge, and Pike Valley from the area, as well as Lynn. And an eight-man Division I District 4, Lakeside, Rock Hills, Lincoln, Sylvan Lucas from the area with Clifton, Klein of Washington County. And Southern Clown will be in six-man District 2 with Burton, Chase, Cunningham, Otis, Bison, and Tescott. Again, the full district assignments there at ncksports.com. Preseason All Big 12 women's basketball team has been released. There are 11 players on the All Big 12 team. There was a tie for the 10th spot. Zakiya Franklin and Tayana Jackson from Kansas. Gabby Gregory and Ayoka Lee of K-State are both on the All Big 12 first team in the preseason. and honorable mention selections, Holly Kerskater of KU and Serena Sundell of K-State. You can find the full team at Big12Sports.com. Well, that's sort of the beginning of the sportscast. Most of the drama was taken away from the Major League Baseball playoffs wildcard round, as all the teams that won Game 1 on Tuesday took Game 2s on Wednesday. The day started with the Rangers dominating the Rays 7-1 in Tampa. Nathan Eovaldi gave up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. The Rangers move on to face the top-seeded Orioles in the ALDS. After ending their 18-game playoff losing streak Tuesday, the Twins picked up a 2-0 shutout over the Blue Jays. Sonny Gray got the win with 5 innings of scoreless ball. And the Twins will face the Astros in the ALDS. In the National League, the Brewers held a 2-0 lead through 4, led 2-1 after 5, but Arizona plated 4 in the top of the 6th for a 5-2 win. The Diamondbacks will face the Dodgers in all NL West NLDS. And in Philadelphia, the Phillies led 3-0 through 5, and a grand slam from Bryson Stott put the game away and out of reach of the 7-1 final. The Phillies have an NL East NLDS matchup with the Braves coming up, with Thursday left open for Game 3s and Friday being an off day. All the divisional series matchups are set to start on Saturday. Finally, in sports, Week 5 of the NFL season getting underway tonight as the 2-2 Commanders host the 0-4 Bears. Kickoff set for 7:15 from FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland on Amazon Prime Video. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.